Sometimes the biggest breakthroughs in your life come from the moments where nothing makes sense. The spiritual side of success. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up. One choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. Today's episode is about the part of success nobody talks about. The part that lives beneath your hustle, beneath your discipline, beneath your strategy, your spiritual alignment. Welcome back to the Nomad Build, the place where we rebuild life from the inside out. In today's episode, we're diving into one of the most important but overlooked parts of success, your spiritual foundation, your inner alignment, your faith in the unseen. Because freedom isn't just financial, it's spiritual. And before your blessings show up in your life, they show up in your belief. If you want to succeed at anything, your business, your goals, your dreams, your lifestyle, you need something deeper than skills and money. You need faith. Not blind to optimism, not pretending, not just positive thinking. I mean the kind of faith where you know deep inside your chest, I don't know how this will happen, but I know it will. Faith is the inner conviction that the outcome is already yours, before the world ever sees a single sign of it. And instead of asking God, you thank Him in advance, because gratitude in advance is the highest form of faith. There's a verse that anchored me during some of the hardest and most uncertain moments of my life. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Matthew 6:26. If God is feeding the birds, if He takes care of the smallest creatures, how much more will He take care of you? The verse taught me a simple truth. Provision is already there. You just have to walk toward it. Let me share a moment where my faith got tested and strengthened. One summer, I flew to Puerto Rico with my daughter. Money was a little tight, but I wanted her to connect with our roots. Renting a car was too expensive, so I started looking for something cheap to buy. And somehow, I ended up finding a 1999 Porsche Boxster, not running, listed at $5,000. A Porsche? At that moment in my life? With that budget? It made no sense. But desire isn't random. Alignment isn't coincidence. I negotiated with the seller for weeks and eventually got him down to $1,500. The wheels alone were worth that. I bought the car, and the very next day, he tried to back out of the deal. But after some back and forth, he honored his word, and the car was mine. Months later, I returned alone to Puerto Rico with $8,000 saved and a decision. I'm going to rebuild this car. Even though I'm not a mechanic, even though I had no experience, even though I was terrified, I'm doing it anyway. I rented an Airbnb from a host willing to let me do mechanical work in the driveway, which is already a miracle in Puerto Rico. I hired a tow truck, picked up the engine block, watched YouTube videos, and lifted that car 4 cylinder blocks high with an engine hoist and 2 jacks. One wrong move, and the whole car could have collapsed. But I kept going. And then, a blessing I didn't expect. My Uber driver that night was a trained mechanic. He showed up the next morning and helped me remove the transmission and engine and install the new one in about 5 days. Was it perfect? No. Am I still working on that car today? Yes. But I drove it. I took it on the ferry, I spent a summer in Dominican Republic with my daughter in that car. That experience taught me something I'll never forget. You don't need to know how. You just need to trust the who. When your spirit is aligned, God puts the people in place, the opportunities, the resources, the timing, the strength, and the clarity. Your job is just to move. The spiritual side of success. Success isn't just strategies and systems. It's not just financial discipline. It's not just hard work. It's spiritual. It's the quiet confidence that rises even when your circumstances don't match your dreams yet. It's trusting the vision that God placed inside you, more than the doubts inside your mind. It's walking in faith. When you don't have the credentials, the experience, the money, or the perfect plan. It's thanking God for blessings that haven't even arrived yet, because gratitude in advance is the language of miracles. Every listener, do this today. Number one, sit quietly and close your eyes. Slow, deep breaths. Number two, visualize one thing you're trying to build. See it clearly. Feel it happening. Number three, now thank God, as if it already came true. Say, thank you for aligning my steps. Thank you for blessing my plans. Thank you for what is already mine. Number four, hold that feeling for 20 seconds. Let gratitude become your vibration. Do this once a day for a week and watch how your energy shifts. Thank you for spending this moment with me today. If this episode gave you peace, clarity, or strength, share it with someone who might need to hear it. You never know whose spirit you might lift up or whose faith you might restore. And remember, you're not behind. You're not lost. You're not failing. You're becoming. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of The Nomad Build.